Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
We're still reeling, of course, from the horror of the incident that saw 21 teenagers in the main dying, some of them as young as 13 years old, in a club, shebeen, tavern, however you want to describe it, in East London. And it begs the question, should we not be raising the age limit as to when you can start having alcohol? That's a question we'll be asking Johan de Toit, who is the hospitality law expert at Barnard Incorporated Attorneys. But before I greet Johan, here's a voice note on the topic.
Good morning, Africa. Africa, increasing the drinking age limit will not help, because already 13-year-old up to 20 years, they are drinking and they won't stop drinking because the age limit is 21. The problem is that those people that are celebrities, that the kids are looking up to, they're advertising alcohol. So they see it as a good thing. They must stop advertising alcohol. Kennedy in Joburg.
Kennedy, thank you very much. Johan, let me say good morning to you then. That is a fair point, is it not? Is it not better for us to focus on how we can ensure that no 13-year-old, no 16-year-old, no 17-year-old ever makes it to a place like the tavern in East London this past weekend that leads to their death? Good morning.
Good morning, Asuka. Thank you for having me. Yeah, the listener makes a very good point. Even though it will be a very noble idea to raise the drinking age to 21, it comes down to basically policing of that, or the enforcement of that. And as well, maybe placing some restrictions on advertising as well, like the gentleman just alluded to.
Are there any guidelines within the statute books of this country that will force someone to be standing at the entrance to any establishment that sells alcohol and ask of me and Johan and Rifilo and Bongani of their ID, smart cards or books or passports, regardless of what age you look like? So like they do in New York City, everybody who enters an establishment of this nature has to produce, by law, a proof that they are older than 21, as is the case in the United States. Can we do something similar here?
Yep. In Section 10 of the National Liquor Act, Section 10.1 says a person must not sell or supply liquor or methylated spirits to a minor. And then Section 10.3 goes further and says a person must take reasonable measures to determine accurately whether or not a person is a minor before selling or supplying liquor or methylated spirits to that person. So we do have that in the Act. Then it goes further. It makes it an offence to contravene this section. And the penalty, that's in Section 34. And in Section 35, the penalty if someone contravenes this section is a fine not exceeding R1 million or imprisonment for up to 5 years. So once again, the legislation is there, Africa. It's just, it comes down to enforcement of it. The same argument goes for will it stop the death toll on our roads if you lower the speed limit? I mean, will people all of a sudden drive slower? I don't know, you know, unless it's policed with more effectiveness by the government, then I doubt if people will adhere to, even if the drinking age is 21.
Maybe let's explore that then. What advantage could there be to raising the age limit of drinking to 21 from the current 18?
Look, the reason, as I understand it, for minors not being allowed to drink is because of the effect liquor has on your brain. Now, I'm not an expert on that, but that's the main reason I understand it. So raising the drinking legal age to 21 is noble, as I said in the beginning, because it's never an idea for a minor or a young person, a good idea to drink, as I understand the medical reasons. Secondly, there is a liquor amendment bill before Parliament, but it's been before Parliament for a long time now. I'm not sure what's keeping the promulgation of that. But in that bill, the legal drinking age is raised to 21 and restrictions are placed on advertising. Now, I've seen some studies by NEDLAC and other institutions where it says that this will be an effective measure raising the drinking age combined with restrictions on advertising will be an effective measure to reduce the, you know, the alcohol binge drinking trends in youth by something like 5 to 7%, if I remember correctly. So it is a good idea. It is a good idea, but if it's not going to be enforced, then of course, then we will continue to see incidents like the unfortunate one.
Then I suppose it does come back down to what Lakin Dimane, the convener of the National Liquor Traders, was saying to me yesterday, that we need to be more careful around the issuing of liquor licenses. And I imagine that very same law enforcement needs to ensure that those who are operating without a liquor license are in fact shut down.
Exactly, exactly. So even, you know, we've got liquor licensing in place, but we've got a lot of institutions in this country trading without liquor licensing. So once again, it comes down to the enforcement, yes.
Johan, thank you very much for your thoughts. Johan Du Toit, hospitality law expert at Barnard Incorporated Attorneys.